Hello, welcome to the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries. I'm your host, Bev Moore. In celebration of Women's History Month, my guest today is an actress, voiceover talent, and high fashion model. Her successful career includes print work, commercials, film, TV, billboard ads, and modeling live on the QVC network. Lisa Minkowski is my guest today. After her dream of becoming an actress came true, a few years later, due to an illness, her successful career came to a temporary halt. Coming up, Lisa Minkowski shares how she got started in entertainment and what it took to continue her acting and modeling career during a battle with breast cancer. Stay with us. Interview with actress and fashion model Lisa Minkowski is coming up. Lisa shares how she re-entered the entertainment industry after fighting to survive breast cancer.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope, furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I would like to welcome Lisa Minkowski. Lisa is a professional actress and model. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hello, hello, hello.
Lisa, you finally took a leap into entertainment after college, corporate world, and raising your children. Tell us how you got started in entertainment.
Well, it was a passion of mine since being a wee little tot. I used to have my dad alter clothes that I would get to look the way I wanted. I loved fashion. I really enjoyed all the comedy shows on TV, and it always sat in the back of my mind. So after, you know, raising the kids and college, I went, wow, now what? Trying to enter the workforce wasn't easy. You had to get your resume through all the electronic things. You couldn't even ever meet a real person. So I was having pictures done by a friend of mine who's also in the industry, Joe Kelly, fabulous, fabulous person. He's been a model since a young age. He's been a photographer, so he's in front of and behind the camera. I went to him and had a photo session and was nervous and had never done it before. And he said, you know, you could do this for a living. And I looked at him like he was crazy. And he said, no, truthfully. So he gave me the name of an agent. He said, reach out, send her these pictures, see what she thinks. Well, my career took off. I can't even tell you. I started to book print work. I started to audition in person for casting directors, all these things I had no idea about. I knew nothing about. I would ask, you know, friends, what do you do? And so I started to book work and everything from billboards to TV commercials. I got into QVC as a model. My career really, really took off, and I owe it all to Joe Kelly. Honestly, he is such a fabulous human, and I found that to be true across the board with so many people in this industry. They really learn their way through and then pay it forward and help others. I am forever grateful to Joe.
So tell me again, Joe Kelly's position, what exactly does he do?
He's a very handsome man who was a very successful model at an early age and transitioned into also being a photographer and does photographs for Miss USA, pageants, headshots for all kinds of people all over. He's fabulous. So he still does model and act, but also has a photography studio and does amazing photographs. In fact, when my daughter was competing in a national pageant, he did her headshots, and two of her three headshots won best photograph.
That is fabulous. Where is he located?
He's in York, Pennsylvania.
Wow. Right near where your hometown.
Not close. He was about a 2-hour drive, but well worth the drive. I would do it again.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, so it started off just not too good to be true, because it is a lot of work. And at the time, I was taking the train up to New York City, auditioning in person, which took a whole day. You know, you take the train up, you walk to wherever the studio is, you wait your turn, you audition, you get back on the train. It was quite a process, but one I enjoyed. You really get a connection when you meet and work with people in person.
Yes, that's the beauty of it. And once you get on the inside, it's a whole new network.
Yes, it's nerve-wracking, but you get more and more confident. It's like everything else. The more you do it, the better you get. You have to, I took acting classes. I tried to stay current. In fact, I was filming a feature film in Philadelphia the summer of 2019. It's called Trust No One. It came out on Amazon Prime. And prior to that filming, my doctor had suggested genetic testing because of the cancer that ran in my families. And they found genetic links between certain cancers. So in my family, breast and pancreatic cancer ran heavily. So I did the genetic testing and have a gene mutation, the ATM gene mutation, which increased my chance for breast and pancreatic cancer significantly. No big deal, got counseling, fine. With my mammogram, they do MRI. Well, my first MRI picked up five masses that I had to, I went in for a needle biopsy. That biopsy was done towards the end of the filming of Trust No One. I continued to do all my own stunts in that movie. I wanted to finish it. And literally the week after we finished filming, I went in, I did have breast cancer that had metastasized. So the acting world came to a screeching halt. And
Oh my goodness.
yeah.
So that was just, oh, that had to be devastating.
It was devastating because here I was. I found this great career, one that relies on the way I look and act. And that was basically stripped to nothing. I had extensive surgeries and chemo, lost my hair, but went in with a positive attitude and wanted to be strong. I have two children who I adore and would do anything for. I promised them I would live for them, not die for them. So when I was bald, my daughter, sure enough, took headshots of me. I submitted with those headshots and booked a campaign as a cancer patient. It was exhilarating. And I was back in the game,
Oh.
even though I was still getting chemo. And then COVID hit. So once
That is
again,
amazing.
everything got shut down. And everybody was terrified, including myself. So yeah, a whole new world started. A colleague, friend, Rich Henkel, started Actors Think Tank, literally a group of us. I think maybe originally there were 10 or 12. And every week we would meet and help each other on getting our resumes up to snuff, creating websites for ourselves because our industry was shut down. And
In
every week
2020.
we would, yes, we would help each other. We learned how to self-tape because there was no more, once the audition started coming back, there was no more going in person. We helped each other set up studios. It was such a blessing for me at a very low point in my life to have a group support each other and get through that really ugly time. And then our group really started to grow, and Rich took it in a whole new direction where we would have guests. We had Kevin Bacon on as a guest. That was exhilarating to be one-on-one, face-to-face with Kevin Bacon and have him give us tips and stories. And it just has become an amazing resource for actors. And again, I'm forever grateful to Actors Think Tank. But during that time, I
And
also taught myself voiceover because I thought, all right, well, here I am on chemo for, I'm on it now for 8 more years. If I'm tired and need to lay down, what can I do? So during the downtime, I took classes, learned the voiceover industry, learned how to edit my own voice auditions. So I added that to my resume as well. And here we are moving forward continuously, right? And now the industry's kind of back where we're now auditioning. I'm auditioning almost daily at home. I've had maybe one or two in-person auditions, but not many. And the jobs I book, you know, they're strict still with the standards and being safe, but boy, am I happy to be back in somewhat of a normal entertainment world.
Right. You have to be. And it's such a story, you know, to go through what you went through and to be able to overcome and find ways to still function in entertainment.
You have to surround yourself, I believe, with a good support system, whether that comes from your family, your friends, your doctors, anybody, your neighbors. You know, there's a lot of tough things going on, and I really am thankful for a support group that has helped me navigate and continues to help me be strong. It's not easy, but, you know, look around us. The world is beautiful, even though there aren't always great things going on. As a species, I feel pretty lucky to be here. I want to be here as long as I can. So I am very grateful to so many people, including you, my goodness, meeting you and attending your movie premiere and, you know, establishing a great network now. I can't even thank you enough for having me on as a guest.
Oh, you're very welcome, Lisa. You're fabulous. Ever since the moment we met, we've been great friends.
Well, there's something about good energy, and when it collides, it just gets better.
It just does.
So I'm going to need you forever.
Yeah. But the same goes here. Yes. Yes. And it's something about, you know, the good energy, in this industry. In this industry, when the good energy gets together, it's just like Think Tank. I've met so many actors that have been involved in Think Tank, and they're all fabulous people.
Yes, yes. And being an original member, I can vouch for every one of them. They work hard. You know, this industry, you have to have thick skin. Whether you have an illness, whether you're perfect, whether you live far or near, wherever, you have to have thick skin, because the answer to most auditions is there is no answer, which means no, you didn't book the job. And that's a really hard thing to deal with. So when you have people support you who are going through the same thing, and understand, I have another dear friend, Harriet Dobin. I'll give her a shout out. she and I met through the Actors Think Tank, and we have held each other accountable. We have a Zoom, a call, a whatever it is, at least once a week to check in on each other. What auditions did you have? You know, what agents are you with now? We keep each other going. We read for each other when we need a reader. It's been fabulous. I would recommend it to anybody.
Yes,
to have somebody to hold you accountable.
Hold you accountable, right. It's like a manager.
Yeah,
but
be there.
Technically. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And you do the same for her. She checks in with you, you check in with her, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when I need a reader, she reads for me. When she needs a reader, I read for her. And it really doesn't matter where you are. You can take your cell phone into a closet if you have to find quiet time. and we've really helped each other a ton. In fact, I'll be on QVC, I want to say it's March 10th, and she booked a job the same night. So I'll get to see her and be on air with her. So I'm excited about that.
I thought I knew what I was talking about when I testified of your great love. Well, I was a soul on fire, there was no doubt. I don't believe in saved and washed in the blood. But it was until I stumbled and made my mistakes that I could know in my soul how amazing was grace. You brought me blessings out of the tragedy. You turned my old song into a symphony. And with your spirit living inside of me, I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation.
Interview with Lisa Minkowski continues. Lisa is an actress, model, and cancer survivor. Stay with us to hear more of her amazing story and how she uses her knowledge about cancer to help others.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What would you say are your main challenges that you faced, you know, coming back, you know, in the COVID entertainment world?
I would say the main challenge is if you're like me, which is I'm a people person, you know, acting, you having somebody to react to in person is so much more natural than having to react to somebody on a phone or a tablet or a computer. It's been very difficult and challenging to audition and make it feel real.
Right.
So I would say, you know, this not doing auditions in person has been really hard for me. I feel that I'm getting better and better at it. I'm booking jobs and I'm working, but there's nothing like the rapport you build with a casting director, you know, the client, when they say, you know, could you change this a little? You don't get that chance when you submit a self-tape.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. I know. And that's what hurt the entertainment world during 2020 is having to go virtual. That was the key ingredient.
Well, you really have to master social media because that's what's really driving everything. And I wasn't necessarily a big social media person. I had to learn it and, you know, it's part of our world. I didn't want to be left behind. I'm not a huge fan of it. I feel like being one-on-one with people and having them see how your body moves and your face changes, and instead of being confined to this little square that you're trying to audition in.
Well, it's body language. Yeah, because most of us depend on body language when it comes to acting.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's so hard to convey that virtually. It's just it's really difficult. It's a challenge.
One of the most frightening things I've ever done in the entertainment world was perform a scene of a play virtually. So Tanya Lynette Smith, I'll give her my shout out. Tanya Lynette Smith
in LA. Yes, yes.
Yes,
that's one I've interviewed. She's a fabulous acting coach.
Yay! I was in her class, and she helped me get through a very long scene. And my partner was a gentleman in Georgia, fabulous young man. For me, because of chemo, memorization is not easy. It wasn't easy before chemo. It's really, really not easy now. So I have to work on not focusing on the words as much as focusing on the situation. And so we performed a scene in front of the class via Zoom, and I got stuck. I was a deer in headlight at one, you know, in headlights at one point. And I took her advice. I trusted my partner. And he, with his words and actions, helped me refocus and get back into the scene.
Ah.
And I'll never forget overcoming that and understanding, wow, yes, it's a action reaction.
How to feed off of that energy, action reaction.
Yes.
Yeah. And Tanya helped me with that. Yeah.
Oh, fab. Yes. It opened my eyes to, even when now Harriet reads for me or whoever reads for me, my husband, sometimes I drag him into it, my kids, it really made me focus on, it doesn't necessarily matter who the reader is. You have to make a connection with that person, that voice, and
right.
and listen and be part of the scene. You can't just spit out the, you know, text. And yes, she really pulled that out of me. I take that with me every audition now.
That is wonderful. I mean, but see, the thing is, it's almost like what happened to everyone in 2020 made us, or everyone in entertainment, reach deeper and learn more.
I think a lot of people had to do soul searching for sure.
Soul searching and really test their intelligence and go deeper. And I think it's made a lot of people stronger and more talented.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think people have become more compassionate. It wasn't easy being isolated. Trying to navigate the medical side of things for me was brutal. I mean, hospitals and dentists were shut down. I needed a root canal, and Pennsylvania literally shut down the dentist, would not allow patients in, so I wound up having to have a tooth pulled. I mean, I could go on and on about not being seen as medically necessary, so they wouldn't let me to the hospital for treatment. It was scary. It was isolating. And I feel like a lot of people who weren't in my situation were isolated and have a new respect for being kinder and more flexible in life and taking a deep breath sometimes and just finding a different way to do something, or I don't know. It's certainly done that for me.
Right. It just slowed everybody down is what it did. And I mean, it helped me. I know that, because I used to stay on the go all the time, and COVID really slowed me down. And
well, your body's probably thanking you for it.
Exactly. So right now, how many different projects are you involved in?
Well, I'm filming actually tomorrow in New Jersey. It's going to be a horror film that's supposed to be coming out around Halloween time. I'm a hitchhiker who, a boogeyman type thing invades my body. And so I'm filming that. I have a call tomorrow with Glass Entertainment, which I'm excited about, for a docuseries. I'm still doing the QVC thing. What else? I've been doing a couple commercials here and there, and auditioning, just trying to submit to and audition for as many projects as I can.
Well, you know, I see you on a lot of modeling gigs.
Yes.
Are you still doing a lot of that, a lot of print work?
A fair amount, yes. A couple clients have continued to call me back for the new season. Southwind Apparel, American Blossom. I'm trying to think what other. My brain is not, the best at coming up with things. But yes, it's right. Nice when clients call you back for the new season, and it feels good.
It makes you feel good that you didn't lose that touch, that look. It all came back, all
look,
of your beauty.
My look definitely changed. My body type changed, but it's really refreshing and gives me so much confidence when clients go, you know what? You still make our product look good. And that's done a lot for my mental health. It's been great that I've been able to evolve, even though I've had, major body changes. The industry seems to be okay with it. So I'm going to keep going as long as I can.
Heck yeah, just take advantage of all of it. Everything you can get, right?
Definitely.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Shine bright like a diamond. Oh.
This is the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. We will be back with more of my interview with actress and model Lisa Minkowski. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Carson Kressley. Of all the most valuable resources in the world, kindness is the most precious. For more than 140 years, American Humane has been working to make the world a kinder place for animals. Rescuing those caught in disasters, protecting animals on our farms, on the silver screen, and the world's remarkable and endangered species who need our care to help them survive. All of us can make a difference by making humane choices at the supermarket, in our choice of entertainment, and by supporting conservation and rescue efforts. It's not hard at all. Make being kind a lifestyle choice and visit AmericanHumane.org for simple ways you can help build a more caring, compassionate, and humane world for animals and for all of us.
If you could go back and change anything, you know, starting back and, you know, doing this, you know, with your comeback and overcoming your challenges or whatever, is there anything that you would change from your experience and do differently?
I would try to be more patient. When I first started this and, you know, Joe said, oh, you could do this for a living. I thought, great. I'm going to be working all the time, right? No. Mm-hmm. There's that word no again, right? I mean, all the auditions. You know, it's a numbers game. The more you audition, the more chance you have. Even getting a callback or being put on hold is a huge accomplishment in this industry, but it's not a paycheck. So I think I would tell the old me to be a little more patient and not kick myself so hard. At the beginning, I was like, wow, what did I do wrong? I would obsess over, did I wear the wrong outfit for the audition? You know, and that really most times had nothing to do with it. And I learned over a long period of time, it took me quite a while to learn that, you know, they have somebody in mind, or when they see it, they know it. You just do your best and walk away and think about the next project. That was the biggest thing I could do for myself, was to not beat myself up. And truthfully, after every audition, and my family inevitably will say, how did it go? And I was like, I don't know. I forgot about it, because I learned to not think about it. It made me crazy. As soon as the audition's over, I throw my script, my whatever it is, away, and I move on to the next thing. And then when I get a nice female, which is from Actors Access, or a nice, beautiful phone call from my agent, it's a wonderful surprise instead of being let down. So I tried to change that and spin it to, gosh, I'm not booking anything, to, okay, what auditions do I have today, or what's going on this week, or what do I need to work on, or what do I need to change on my website, or who can I reach out to? I tried to spin that, and it really has helped me mentally, and I feel like the energy got better.
Exactly. Yeah, because what you've done is it's more, they have a certain look they're looking for, and there's nothing you can do to change that, no matter what you do.
So much of the audition is that, yes.
Right. What you're doing is you just put in your best effort, and that's all you can do. And you do. You just have to move on to the next project and go from there, or the next audition.
And believe me, yes, and not all of my auditions are good. I've made my fair share of mistakes. I'll admit it.
Of course.
I'm not a pro.
Like everybody else. Yeah. Yeah.
So I
you live and
learn. You do. And, you know, something I've started to do, I've helped with the Mercer County Theater Department. And I go over there when some of their students have projects and have a role open. I volunteer with them, and it keeps me fresh in front of a camera. I'm helping the students. It's acting class for me. I'm taking direction from a real, you know, director. And so I've also started to do a little bit of that, which has been truthfully very fun.
Oh, that's good. So that keeps you brushed up on your acting skills.
It really does. And there's less pressure, you know, it's not, it's got to be perfect. I'm helping others who are trying to break into the industry, and they're mm-hmm. helping me because I'm in front of a camera acting like a professional. It's been a win-win. It's been a lot of fun, truthfully.
Yeah, that is awesome. I love that. That is great work.
yeah,
that's a great idea.
You know, acting classes are expensive, and anybody who's looking to stay active in front of a camera, reach out to your local community college. Actually, I filmed a short movie with a young man from my local high school, the high school where my kids went. He had a film class and an end-of-the-year project. The short film was called Haven, and it was a six-minute fabulous film. A clip from that film is in my actual acting reel.
Ah.
It was fabulous. And here's a high school kid, you know, that I was able to help. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
It's fun. You can get creative and stay active. And, you know, it's expensive having to buy all the self-tape equipment, getting updated headshots, commuting for, you know, for whatever auditions or bookings. It's an expensive industry. So there are some places that you can go where you can still stay active in front of a camera.
Well, you have definitely learned creativity, I must admit, and hopefully people listening will learn from this interview.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? Well, not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sin would look on me me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you can't
but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm.
Interview with actress and fashion model Lisa Minkowski continues. Stay with us.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I love to pay it forward. Anybody mm-hmm. who wants to reach out, feel free. Go to my website, www.lisaminkowski.com. I'm here for anybody, whether it's breast cancer related, genetic testing related, entertainment industry related. I'm available. I love to network, make new friends, make new connections, and would also like some new projects. So anybody interested in any of the above, feel free to reach out.
Yeah, that was what I was saying. My next question was that you're now a true advocate for learning and improving yourself and sharing. Are you, that's great. I think it's wonderful, wonderful that you're doing that now.
I truly have been given a second chance. My cancer was an aggressive cancer that, had I not had that MRI, that I was told within 6 months I would not be here. So I really take that seriously. I take it to heart. I think about it a lot, and I think about what I want out of life. And part of what's helping me heal, truthfully, is sharing my story, reaching out to other people, helping other people, and you know what, holding other people accountable, having friends that do the same for me. It's really keeping mm-hmm. me going. And I feel like that's my calling now. And I'm just incredibly grateful and really embrace technology and science and, you know, learning, continually learning.
And that's why all these good things are coming back to you, Lisa. It's because of what you're giving out and doing for others. So it's all coming back to you, all the great things now.
Well, I'm going to keep
taking it. We appreciate all that you do.
Thank you so much.
And we all appreciate everything you do. And I'm going to spell out the website because some people don't know how to spell your name. But www.lisa, and it's MINAKOWSKI.com. LisaMinakowski.com. Because, you know, your name is, I love your name, but some people may not know how to spell it. And
once you spell it, it sounds like it spells. But, yes, it is a mouthful.
Yeah, it's
and
a mouthful.
And my maiden name is Sedgwick. So I know somewhere along this lineage, Kira is my relation. And I've got to figure that out. I did find another relative with the same last name in Arizona, and he makes movies. So I'm guessing Kira and I are related somehow. So, Kira, give me a call.
You're vast like the ocean, yet the voices in your head have got you. You don't really know how powerful you are. Always in motion, I smile to myself as I watch you. You don't need to win me over, I've been yours. You don't need to dress it up, no, no. Don't need to put on airs to make me care. You got that golden touch, oh. I mean, I know you're scared, but are you aware? You are made of stardust. The universe inside you, yeah. A straight up miracle. It's so incredible how you sometimes can forget. You're brilliant.
We are made of stars.
Yeah, you and I.
The universe.
interview with actress Lisa Minkowski continues after the break.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Rome. I've played many roles on TV and film, but today I want to speak to you as myself about a cause that's very dear to my heart. The Cancer Prevention and Treatment Fund provides free help to those who have cancer and those who wish to prevent it. They've also worked tirelessly on banning cancer-causing chemicals in our homes and neighborhoods. I want to thank them as a mom for protecting our families. Please donate today at the Cancer Prevention and Treatment Fund at stopcancerfund.com.
So I'm going to ask you one question before we go. What's the best advice you can give to anyone in entertainment struggling who's recovering from health issues?
I would say don't be afraid to reach out to other people. If you're with an agent, look up some of the other people that are also with that same agent. Send them a note. You'd be surprised how many of them are so helpful and kind and will help you navigate a casting network if you need help, or read for you. Also, you know, there are so many support groups for everything on the planet, truthfully. I'm not a, you know, don't believe everything you read on Wikipedia, but Googling things does come in handy sometimes when you're looking for other people in the same situation as you. I do now have also somebody like Harriet is to me in the entertainment industry. I have a person like that for me in the cancer world. And she and I check in on each other. She's also a military wife whose husband had PTSD and all these other things. So we've become a great support for each other. It's hard to go things alone. It's very hard. And don't ever be too proud to ask for help.
Always believe that you can overcome, because Lisa Minkowski did it. If she did it, you can too.
Well, I appreciate that, but it wasn't just me. I can't take all the credit, and I'm far from perfect, but I do have a good support group,
and you are included.
You are included in that group for sure.
Right. Well, thank you so much. That's our show for this week. As we celebrate Women's History Month during the month of March, I hope you enjoyed my talented and courageous guest, actress and model Lisa Minkowski. Thank you for listening to The Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network worldwide. I'm Bev Moore. Until next time, bye-bye.